What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you for keeping it locked to Soar Radio. This is the Lady Boss Show, and I am thine host, Veronica Charnell. You should be used to me, she walk by. Now, I want to share my random thought moment. I want to share my random thought moment that I had with the Lord. There are times I get a lot of random thoughts. The Lord drops a lot of nuggets in my stomach, in my spirit. But I realize all of it is not to share with the world. Some things are just for me. How many would agree that some of the words that the God has revealed to you, whether you are a preacher or not, it could be for you, or it could be a revelation or a word for someone else. It's not for the multitude and not necessarily for the masses. So you got to have wisdom in that. So when he doesn't lead me to share it, I don't. But this I feel led to lead, to share it with everyone. So I'll be coming from Proverbs. It's a very familiar scripture. All of the seasoned saints know this. I mean, everybody should know this. Probably even the children know this, okay? Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. I want to read something that I was looking at first, and then I'm going to expound upon it. This is just the stuff that I did not talk about on Instagram. I did an Instagram video, and I also put it on my personal page on Facebook. I didn't talk about it, but I want to talk a little bit more about it here. So it says, one of the most amazing gifts that God has given us is the human mind. The ability to learn, think, choose, and reason is the essence of what makes us human. While the ability to think makes us human, it actually goes deeper than that. Your thoughts become a reflection of who you really are. Say it with me, if you can. Because I understand some people may be at work. This is the afternoon. You may be back in the brick and mortar. If you're at home, it don't matter. if you're out in public, you can say it within yourself. You know, my thoughts has the ability, the power to shape who I really am. Your thoughts can become a reflection of who you really are. God certainly understands this because he speaks to this in various places throughout his word. One of the verses we often quote to back this up is, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. While this is true, it talks about explaining three reasons, examples, why Proverbs 23 and 7 is so unique. First of all, to clarify this proverb, it is not just talking about men, women. Yes, we are included as well. We're always included when it comes to God, when it comes to Jehovah, Yahweh, Jesus, Hosanna, El Shaddai, El Elyon, whatever you want to call it. We're always included. That's why he made one man in the first place. I didn't read anywhere that we were second-class citizens in the Bible. I didn't read anywhere where we were slaves in the Bible. I didn't read anywhere that we didn't matter. I didn't read that. So, truly, all of our hearts, women and men, has the ability to commit a sin. Let's consider the full verse so we can get the right perspective. So Proverbs 23 and 7, my cousin, King James Version. I hope those of you who've been listening to me, y'all know when I say the King James Version is my cousin, because that's the version, the biblical Bible, the version that I've mostly read. When I first came to God, I was first introduced to the Trinity. And on my discovery, this journey of who is this God that boasts and brag and comes out towards and introduces himself to Moses and says, I am that I am. When when I first read that, I said, what? Oh, so it's like that? It's like that? So you just say, I am that I am, and left it like that. Huh? Okay, I. So I was on this journey to discover, who is this God? Is he real? Do he exist? Heck yeah. He's just as real as me and you. And he talks too. So look, the whole scripture is, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. eat and drink, said he, to thee, but his heart is not with thee. What you see in this verse, it says, is a person who is saying one thing with their mouth, but their heart is completely in a different place. When faced with this type of situation, what do you believe? Do you believe what's in your heart? Or do you believe basically what you're thinking about? The thoughts have the ability to shape the heart. Mm-hmm. That's reality. And when you begin to think on it, you ponder on something, it goes into your heart, according to what the seasoned saint, the old school saints would tell us. They used to tell us, don't let that thing get in your heart. Don't let that thing get in your heart. Before it got in your heart, before you had an art against somebody, before you wanted to seek, before you got angry over what was said, what was done, how they lied, you know what I'm saying? If you thought about that thing, before you lied, you came up with this whole, you thought about this whole exit strategy of what I was going to say. What am I going to do? You know, I hate to say it. Can I go? Let me go ahead and bring them on in to every stalker that's out there, to every hacker that's out there. You thought about that thing before you gave yourself the title stalker or hacker. Hello? Yes, sir. Before anybody robbed anybody. Mm-hmm. Before anybody committed fornication, before you committed adultery, oh snap, I done cussed. You thought about that thing, didn't you? As a man thinketh, so is he, and so is she. So to every female, let's go, ladies, I don't know if you experienced this, I have. Before you start saying, I just don't like her. Why? Somebody may ask you. And you be like, or she be like, cuz. I can't stand them type of responses that make me want to backslap you. I mean, one of them 1985 backslaps. The ones that's so loud and so hard. Even the devil would turn around and be like, what in the world going on up there? Even the devil be like, oh, nah, that one right there. But listen, because I don't like responses like that. I don't like one-word answers. Most women don't. If you're immature, you're a girl, you may settle for it. You're not going to give me no cuz. What you mean, cuz? Because I know you thought about that way. It was your thoughts was a complete sentences. Wasn't it? So don't come with me with no cuh. But as a man thinketh, so is he. Our thoughts can shape your heart and it can shape your outcome, your destiny. Your thoughts can shape who you hang around with. It can, just think about it. Everybody who's a doctor, you thought about that thing. Me, and those of you in media, radio, you thought about that thing. Let's talk about, if I may, the CEO of Soul Radio, Justin. I'm giving examples. Pastor Justin, he thought about that thing. And then it got into his heart. And look how God came in and blessed him. Look at Soul Awards today. And look at Soul Radio. He thought of, this is what you're listening to me right now. Soul Radio is a thought that came from Justin that God more than likely gave to him. And God began to bless it. So as he began to think it, it got into his heart. And he began to put it into action. He began to work on that thing now. Okay? Everything that he's doing, it's not just Justin. All of us. Whether it be good or bad. So if anybody, I want to encourage you. This year, don't push blame on other people. If you do that, let's grow up from that. Number one, don't seek the easy way out. Stop seeking excuses. And for God's sake, stop lying because the Lord don't tarry with a liar. Those of you who are seeking to do better this year, do better, be better, level up, go higher. You can't do the same thing you've been doing. You have to change how you think. It'll go into your heart, and then you'll put it into action. Everybody who seek revenge, what do? They thought about that thing, and then they started working on it. It's sad to keep thinking about something that's dead, where you should have let go, and you should have dropped. Because that, we know what that does? It stagnates you. As a man think it, now you're stuck. You're stuck in yesteryears. You're stuck in what somebody said. Even if it's a lie, you're stuck. And you depend a lot of time. People need to be set free from their own thoughts. I'ma listen to this thing, my dear self, all over again. I think I don't preach myself happy. I do feel that. Some people are just stuck because as you think, and as you think, it shapes who you are. It shapes your perception. It shapes your mindset. And it shapes your company. Now your heart is shaped. Now your environment is shaped. And you're releasing this, what we call now, negative vibes, negative energy. Ain't nobody studying that. Don't nobody want that. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now. Oh, glory to God. Number two. This is something that the Lord gave me. Number two, if you're like me, I have had people, I sometimes just felt like Satan deliberately went on a recruitment spree to hire people to assault and sabotage my character. And I'm just like, excuse me. Like, really? You really gonna lie on me? But people do. Have you ever been lied on? If anybody ever lied on you or try to present you to be something that you're not, let me go down the list. You could have been called broke, busted, disgusted, poor. You ain't got nothing. A lot of negative stuff. It's like verbal abuse. It can. Verbal abuse. Anyone ever been through verbal abuse? Psychological abuse? All that comes from hell. And it's going, let me go ahead and tell you, for those of you who don't realize, all that stuff is going to get thrown into the lake of the fire when Christ do his thing. When that season, when judgment comes. That comes from hell. God don't do no psychological nothing. So let me guess, I'm going to go down the list of negativity, of stuff that people have tried to assault your character. It's an assault on your character, an assault on your reputation. Try to sabotage your business. Try to sabotage your program or whatever it is that you're trying to do because of jealousy. Because of envy. Because of by association. Because of money. I have never been the person that followed the crowd. I don't like that. I'm from New York City. Crowd means somebody is going to pickpocket somebody. I've been trained by my mom to stay out from the crowd because you got pickpockets and muggers. That's all I heard when I was growing up. Sometimes the crowd, let me relate this to the Bible. The Bible says the Broadway, the way you see air, where you see the group going. Hello. That's destruction. I would be flipping daggone. I'm a burn with y'all. You understand? With the group, with the crowd. You see a group of people agreeing so quick and going in one direction, stay away from them. That's destruction. But the Bible said the right path, the right road that leads to everlasting life, you only find a few days. Only a few traveling that path. Now, that's in the scripture. Search for it. And if it don't call me nothing, don't be like, you lying. Search for it. And my cousin, the King James Version. I don't care for the crowd. I like to look at a person and discern for myself. That's what adults do. I don't like to necessarily look at your material things. I see it. But I want to know how you are. As a person, how's your spirit? How's your mind? First of all, how's your heart? How's your spirit? Tells me a lot about you. And I like to let the Lord help me to discern a person because God don't lie. God is not like a man, right? Whom he should lie. So if anybody ever lied on you, it's aggravating. I know how it feels. when people set you up. I know how I've been there. But it doesn't matter. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. It really doesn't matter how they see you. Listen to me, because as you think, that's how I feel. That's what the Lord was giving me. It's as you think, so shall you be. People may call you a whore. Or you know you're not a whore. But what do you think of yourself? How do you see yourself? God already knows his thoughts of us. He already has his viewpoints of us. But what do you see concerning you? Because what you think in your mind is what shapes you. If you think you'll never be nothing, then you be running them streets, doing monkey see, monkey do, into drugs, into prostitution, or into stuff, and you're going to have those cops, what we used to say, the popo, these FBI, these agents tracking you down. What kind of lifestyle is that? I'm not trying to keep them busy. Okay? I ain't trying to keep, especially them nasty cops. I ain't trying to keep them nasty cops busy. Because they need to go find them something else to do. A lot of people, I hate to say it, sometimes people, you guys, men and women, you do things and you keeping them busy. If a lot of people just stop doing certain things, they won't have nothing to do. Darn. But because people think about doing things that you ought not do, it gets into their heart, and now look at their lifestyle. So shall this person have become. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing good in the streets, baby. There's nothing good in the streets, and there's nothing good following people that represents the streets. How you know, Veronica? I am from New York City. Hello. I am not from the rich part of New York City either. And even in the South, it doesn't matter. Would you believe the South got streets? They got a half a street. Okay, they got a half a street. Their streets is not like the North streets, but it's still the streets. So if anybody ever keep trying to make you look bad, just focus on, no, I see myself differently. I see myself as a business owner. I think of myself as a professional. I see myself as this, as that. I'm coming out of this. I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to do this. It's as you think. Because one thing I learned from church, from pastors, from seasoned saints, if you can recall, they always said the mind is a battleground. And it's amazing how this scripture is here. As a man thinketh, so is he. And then that's the first part of the scripture. And then Satan attacks us in that same facility. All of these negative thoughts. Have you ever had a day where all this negative stuff was just running through your mind all the time? All the time. Wanted your mind and your environment to be filled with this negativeness. That is, and be in a bad environment all the time. Like, just stay here. Just stay in this environment. This is why I was saying you need to come out from being stuck. The reason why I want you to stay, because it feels the devil knows eventually. Well, Satan is hoping eventually it will crack through your perimeter and start getting in your mind and really getting into your heart. And then next thing you know, you are just like, you are just like what you're not supposed to be. Because the Bible tells me that if I think that I am more than a conqueror, you are. You are more than all those of you who are running behind God. You're more than a conqueror. You are not what the devil say. And I hope and pray anybody lied on you this year instead of getting upset. No, I take it back. It's human to get upset. It's human because we have emotions. The Bible said to get angry, but sin not. It's just part of being human. But sometimes we kind of go overboard. I'm going to be honest. getting all wrapped up into what this person said. I ain't got this, I ain't got that, I ain't got nothing going on. And now they looking and seeing what I'm doing. I've had people say that about me 7 years ago. And I don't see nothing what they doing. I be like, darn. I'm like, what they doing? But see, I could be petty, but I choose not. I choose not to, because I'm too busy. I don't want to think about being petty. I'd rather think about something else. So 2022, I want you to think about and focus on positive thoughts, positive energy. How do you see yourself? Instead of focusing on the naysayers so much. But I want you to think about this scripture. As a man thinketh, so is he. Think about it. Have you ever thought about something and it got into your heart and you kept holding on to that thing? It got into your heart. Did you change? Did you do anything? Did you act on it? The word of God is true. So that's what I want to kind of leave with everyone. Don't focus on the number one, stop making excuses. Quick recap. Don't blame others. Accountability. Own up to it. And say, you know what? I thought about this. It got into my heart. I did act on it. But I'm going to be better this year. I'm going to do better this year. See, now your thinking is changing. And now, why? Because as I think better, as I think about doing better, it's going to get in my heart. And then it's going to reflect in my actions. My lifestyle going to change. God has become pleased with me. And baby, here comes the blessings. Here come the open doors. Here come the open windows. There's no need to be jealous or hate on somebody. Well, folks, you serve a God that can bless anybody. All you got to do is obey. That's my little word, my intake. Now we're going to have some music flow. I felt like sharing. You notice I don't do that all the time. I don't do this all the time. But sometimes if he leads me, I'll do it. He be giving me words. I'm like, well, darn. I need to build me a soapbox, a pulpit. I need to get it out. I may talk about in the future when the Lord tells us to wait on him. I did speak on that. But I'll see how he did. Let's get back into the music smooches, y'all. Hey everybody, it is me, Shewa. Yes, it is me, Veronica Chanel. You should know my voice by now. I decided to take a quick break just to run this by you. Yes, if you haven't noticed, I do have a marvelous voice. Yes, I know. Thank you. Thank you. But I have decided to do something different starting in the year of 2022. So, what I'm going to be offering is voiceover services. I received tons of compliments throughout the years about my voice. Even though I may not be able to hear what you all hear, but I'll take your word for it. Now, the Lord has blessed me with this voice and he has blessed me with this cuteness. So I cannot disappoint him any further. I will be offering voiceover services. If you need someone to, you know, do an announcement, commercials, for your podcast, so on and so forth, your live stream, even moderation on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is becoming a thing. It's becoming a thing. You need to kind of contact me. Yes, my website is veronicachanel.com. Now, my company is Veronica Chanel Enterprises, LLC. But Veronica Chanel Productions produces my podcast and it produces my radio show, The Lady Boss Show, on Soar Radio. So I decided to extend my marvelous voice, darling. Because why? Because she cannot disappoint God and this gift he has given me. So if you need voiceover talent, contact me. The email address is on the website. I could tell you the email address, but instead, I would like for you to check out the website. You'll be quite surprised. My firm is certified as a government contractor.
on federal, state, and local government. Can we tell God thank you? Oh, yes, sir. So go on over to veronicachanel.com website and listen. Chanel is spelled C as in cat. Yeah, I know. You was going to say S. No. veronicachanel.com. Smooches.